introducing Amanda Kotlash now, Labor representative.
Thank you. Thanks very much for organising this candidates forum. It's a pleasure to be here. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land in which we meet tonight and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. Since I only have 10 minutes, I did say 10 in the email, but I'll forgive you, I'll talk quickly. I've prepared some notes, so forgive me if I mostly read them, but they will be positive, so that might be good. I'm daunted, but nevertheless very pleased to say that Labor has so many policies that I think you'll be interested in. So when I was choosing what to speak to you tonight about, it was actually quite hard to figure out what to leave out. So I've got about six things I want to cover, and I'll just go through them one by one. So one of the big things that I think is really important to the Hawkesbury is rebuilding TAFE. Unfortunately, in the last decade or so, under the Liberals, the number of staff assigned to the Richmond campus of TAFE has decreased from 126 to 68. And enrolments are down from 6,238 to 1,935. In my way of thinking, this is a terrible situation. TAFE is the type of institution that our young people and people that are retraining really need and rely on. And it's not just about getting a kind of cookie cutter certificate from a private provider. It's about TAFE as an institution. TAFE should be like, I went to uni, I didn't go to TAFE. But when I was at uni, I had that experience of being part of the community. You learn a lot more when you go to an institution like a TAFE or a university. You learn more than the vocational things that you would learn at TAFE. And it's really important that as a society, we recognise the value of that and we are prepared to pay for that. So cost cutting and cutting things down to you can just do a diploma, a certificate online, and you don't have to necessarily go anywhere near teachers, or that you can be taught in sort of modules of things, is really, I think, a bad way to look at our vocational training. So that's one thing I'm really happy to announce, that Labor will rebuild TAFE. The second thing I'll talk about is local and regional roads, which I'm sure you're all really keen to know about. Labor is committing a lot of money to identify, plan and commence work within 2 years of 2 years of government on critical evacuation roads and bridges. Now this is across Western Sydney, but we all know that Hawkesbury will have to have a big share of that money. The need in Hawkesbury is huge in this area. And I've been out here and I've had the tour. It is absolutely essential that we get onto that. Am I holding this a bit close?
That's fine. Very good.
Sorry, I've got new hearing aids and I'm freaking myself out, actually. That sort of work has to start now. It can't be delayed any longer. Labor is also committed to installing live traffic cameras on local roads, and that will assist people in knowing what's ahead of them when they do actually need to evacuate. Labor's also partnering with the federal Labor government to identify vital transport and road projects, and for example, $100 million for repairs and safety upgrade of the Bells Line of Road. There's the $75 million on Bandon Road upgrade that will absolutely help with the whole of the evacuation system. And the other thing too that I wanted to mention is Labor is creating a new emergency road repair fund. Now I know you probably roll your eyes and think, yeah, okay. But really, I think in opposition and having time to consider this, Labor has realised that we really have to repair and help councils repair local roads. This is something that's gone on for forever and ever, and state government just has to help and assist local governments to be able to do this job. And for those of you who don't know, I'm also a Hawkesbury City Councillor, and we have been talking about this for a very long time. And it's really time that the state government provided the proper resources and the proper model for doing these sort of repairs. And also building roads to a standard that they don't constantly need repair is the other thing that is very mindful on Labor's agenda. There'll be additional funding of $390 million, and this will also go to the pothole program. So all that, I'm sure you'll be glad to hear. Now, the other thing I'm going to touch on is what I call cost of living relief. It's across a few policy areas, but I think it's probably important that you know this. So I'll start with Labor will end public transport privatisation. And I think if that will help in terms of cost of living, that will, I mean, across the board, that will mean that we have a much more efficient transport system, and in the end it will save us money. We'll halt the privatisation of our energy system, and this, I think everybody realises, has resulted in higher prices. And I think our whole energy system is in crisis. Labor is going to form the New South Wales Energy Securities Corporation. Now, this corporation is going to be, speak quickly. Thank you. This corporation will be responsible for providing affordable, accessible and reliable energy to New South Wales. It'll also be the place where community batteries will be able to be installed and used within the community. And that's a really exciting innovation that I can speak about later if you want to know some more. Labor will provide toll relief up to $60 a week, a cap on tolls rather, for $60 a week. There'll be no forever tax on the family home, and we will remove or reduce stamp duty for 90% of first-time buyers. Improving our healthcare, Labor is committed to building Rouse Hill Hospital, and that hospital will also have an emergency department. It is vital that we get a hospital within Cooey of Hawkesbury that we can use that will take pressure off Hawkesbury Hospital. One of the first things Labor said in its no preferences are going to be decided until tomorrow. Okay. Just,